Welcome to Mercury Insurance Group. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Para continuar en español, oprima el 8.
You can enter the extension of the person you need to reach at any time. Otherwise, press 1 for claims. To make payments or for billing questions, press 2. For underwriting, press 3. The best person to help you with existing claims is your assigned claims professional. Please enter their extension now or press 1 to file a new claim. If you have questions about an existing claim, press 2. For automobile claims, press 1. For an existing homeowner,
thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Robert. How can I direct your call?
Yes, sir. My name is Jordan, and I'm calling from NationSafe Drivers on the recorded line. I'm trying to get in touch with the claims adjuster for this customer. I don't have the claim number, but I think this is the contract or policy number. Can I give it to you?
Sure. The policy number, it might be a 0401 number. Is that what you have in front of you?
No, sir. It's showing 240-2181.
No, our Mercury policy numbers will start off with a 0401 number sequence, and if they have a claim number, it will start off with a CAPA.
Okay, I'm not sure what number that is. Can I give you the customer's first and last name?
Let's go ahead and try looking up the first and last name, and do you have the date of this incident as well?
It's showing that it was entered in our system on April the 6th.
Okay, and what is that full name?
The first name is Carbis, K-A-R, B as in boy, I-S. And the last name is F as in Frank, O as in Oscar, D as in David, U as in umbrella, L as in Larry, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, N as in Nancy.
Okay, and it's Carbis, K-A-R, B as in boy, I-S. And that last name, I got S as in Frank, O as in Ocean, D as in David. And what was that fourth letter?
U as in umbrella.
And then it followed by L-Y-A-N, correct?
Yes, sir.
And now, and I'm looking up a date of April 6th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me place it in hold. Let me look up that name and see if I find anything with our database for that data loss. Stay on the line.
You.
Okay, Jordan? No problem. Okay. Jordan, I didn't find anything for April 6th. I did find one for April 3rd, so I'm not sure whether your insurer is involved in this claim. And
April 3rd? Oh, I'm not sure, because it looks like they sent it over to us on the 6th, but they're sending, like, they called in to update something on it today.
Okay. Do you have another name of another party that's involved in this law so I can verify this is the correct one?
No, that's the only person's name. And it's showing it's a 2020 BMW 228XI. And that's the only information that it's giving us.
Okay, do you show a data loss for April 3rd with Carbis for a 220 BMW, so I just want to make sure this is correct because it is a three-day difference. I want to just make sure there's not another claim out there and perhaps it wasn't reported. Okay. The claim number that I have here for reference, let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be C as in cat, A as in apple, P as in Paul, A as in apple, 0159. 7606.
Okay, that's C as in cat, A as in apple, P as in Paul, A as in apple, 01597606?
Correct. And I have a name here of Kimberly that's assigned to the claim.
Okay.
And her direct extension is 27668.
27668.
Correct. Let me place on hold, Jordan, and let me see if she's available to take your call and see if she can go ahead and help you further in regard to that claim. And once again, that claim number was CAPA 01597606. That address was Kimberly 27668. So you go ahead and you might want to just verify the date of loss with her. We have it down as April 3rd. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.